Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Colonial Inn Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host, and I'm really happy with the lineup we have tonight. For the featured artists, we have two cat folk, John Ferrullo and Betsy Mandrioli. Following them, another configuration involving both of those people, plus Bob Morse, and that's Daisy Flower Child right there, and The Leftovers. So that's going to be wonderful, and those acts will go on at 8 o'clock. At 7:30, we have performing the mini set a very, very creative and talented songwriter, Alex Solomonov, and we're very pleased to have him here as well. Tonight, we have, as always, our sound volunteer back in the corner there, Ira Grauman. And he's also recording everybody, and you can also get online and listen to what you sounded like at openmicrecordings.com. And assisting him tonight is Dan Tappan right here, and he does a great job. And he also takes photographs of everybody and puts them up on Facebook, and he does a great job. He makes us look good. And also we have an alibi. We know where. People will know where we've been. And we also have a guest host, Brenda Assis, who isn't here yet but will be soon, and we have some more open mic performers coming. And so I think it'll be a lovely evening. And I'd like to start by welcoming Dan Tappan to come up and do a song. And he's a fine songwriter and guitarist, and has a CD now. And so please, a big welcome for Dan Tappan.
Thank you, Alan. So, in the field next to our house, you're not getting it? In the field next to our house, there's a spot that my wife named the Woodchuck Garden. Because kind of out in the middle of nowhere, there's a woodchuck hole next to it, but it's surrounded by cultivated flowers, kind someone might have planted. The meadow. There's a hollow in the hill, sloping southward, slightly sheltered by branches of a willow. In winter, you can't see it. Just a shadow in the snow. In spring, there blooms a garden where purple iris grow. And you wonder why they grow there. What's the story of their sowing? That the past's a distant mirror. There is no way of knowing. Did a farmer plant them there? Did a rodent hide her nest? Did a child place a marker where a pet was laid to rest? No foundation tells their story. No path provides a clue. There's no history in a legend to reveal their truth to you. In the end, doesn't matter. The result is what you know. A garden in the meadow where purple iris grow. Make your mark upon the stone. Write your words upon the wind. Paint a picture, build a tower. Give comfort to a friend. Your hand will touch the future, though your name be lost at last. If you leave behind some beauty, purple iris in the grass. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan Tappan. And he'll be taking pictures of people, and I